intended place for a rally from early morning that day. The organizations held rallies at the Doksu Palace, Myeongdong, and other places, and strongly demanded the workers' rights to existence, stopped the crackdown upon the labor movement, and others. Then the organizations attempted to enter the square outside the Seoul City office after forming ranks of demonstrators for denouncing the dismembered government. The puppet authorities held more than 14,000 police force of 179 companies and resorted to brutal suppression, wounding many of the demonstrators and walking off more than 70. The Busan Conference on Situation for Checking the Dimmenbak's Evil Laws in South Korea also held a press conference at the plaza outside the Busan City Hall on the 2nd and called for a struggle to address the traitorous government on the occasion of the 22nd anniversary of the June Popular Resistance. The unprecedented vigorous struggle of the South Korean people is an inevitable result of the anti-popular administration of the Lee Myung-bak group. So much for today's comment on the current affairs of South Korea. Please wait for this time next week. This is Voice of Korea.
Now is the time for the great leader, President Kim Il-sung's reminiscences with the century. Today we bring you the second instrument of Section 7, an immortal flower of Chapter 8 and the banner of anti-Japanese struggle. Admirable and praiseworthy for these two girls to have come all the way to Seongcheong, making their way along the thorny path with the help of their canes, carrying heavy knapsacks on their backs and wearing work shoes for adults. Thinking that I should exchange those work shoes for canes or rubber shoes, ask them, who sent you to Seongcheong? Mr. Yoon Byung-do did. The girls answered cheerfully, standing to attention, their hands on the sides of their skirts. Not only were their eyes as bright as stars, but their voices rang with refreshing vitality. I was very glad. Being with children was one of the great pleasures of my life. Their laughter relieved me my sense of hardships and mental torment. Mixed with children, share their feelings, and you'll feel a strong urge to live, and you'll understand that they bring beauty and variety to people's lives. You'll also feel inspired with a sense of the noble duty of bringing them to full bloom and safeguarding the ideals glowing in their eyes. Feeling pity for Gumsun with a calves and face covered in scratches, I asked her, "It must have caused you a great deal of trouble to come all this way. Didn't you find it hard to cross so many high passes?" "We had a hard time of it with the blisters on our soles, but we didn't give any sign that we felt tired in case the man who was bringing us might send us back to one go. Wouldn't it have been nice to stay at home with your parents?" "Yes, it would, but when will we become grown-ups like that?" Our instructor in the children's corps said, "We had to experience hardships to become grown-ups. I want to grow up as soon as possible through many hardships." "Why do you wish to grow up quickly?" "We'll liberate Korea. Please don't send us back home for mercy's sake," Commander Kim. I was surprised at her manly way of thinking. Young as she was unusually advanced in her determination to devote her life to the liberation of Korea. "Don't worry about that. You two girls are among the few talented children in general. Why should I send you back? Stay with us in Wangqing from now on. Taking part in the children's school life here will not be too bad at all." Gumsun did not hide her joy. She clapped her hands. I asked the leaders of the Young Communist League in the county and district to admit them to the children's core school in Marchen so that they could continue their organizational life in the core, and requested they be provided with lodgings in kind-hearted households so that they would feel at home in this strange place so far away from their parents. That year, the girls and the people of Wangqing held a grand May Day celebration in the playground of the children's core school in Marchen. The celebration was attended by all the soldiers in the Wangqing area. The two girls from Wang Ago won first place in the running and high jump respectively that day, receiving warm applause from the people of Wangqing. Gongsun was small in build for her age. When she walked with a knapsack on her back, moving her legs quickly in a light gait at the head of the art troupe, everybody smiled at the pure cute image. I too derived much strength from this image. By nature, I preferred optimists. In the days when we were fighting arduous battle in the mountains and surviving on grassroots, one optimist gave more strength than dozens of guns. Gongsun was an outstanding fighter and optimist, representing the youngest generation of the alliance of the three organizations, the Communist Party, Young Communist League, and Children's School. Some days after I met Gongsun, I called the pupils of the school to the headquarters to learn how they were getting along. From the outset, the children's core members were always supposed to carry a week's emergency rations with them in knapsacks. But many of the children I examined had eaten the parched rice flour supplied by the school. Only Gongsun had kept her rations quite untouched. After examining their knapsacks, I praised her by giving the thumbs up sign, saying, "The other children have eaten theirs all, but Gongsun, the youngest, has resisted temptation splendidly. She is the best." She only smiled, looking shy, and then said, "I too have taken out the powder pouch several times. I was scarcely able to suppress the temptation to eat it." "But how did you do it?" "While the others were eating the flour, I kept my eyes shut. If I still felt like eating, I went outside. And when I could not bear it any more outside, I went to the well and drank a dipperful of water. Then I felt as full as if I had eaten the flour." I was moved to admiration by a fluent answer. This child's sorrowful mind mirrored the destitution of the people in the girl's zone and the noble aspiration of these young, indomitable eagles to develop the revolution staunchly in spite of crushing poverty. That day we gave each of the children 10 cups of parched rice flour and some corn cakes and put matchboxes in their knapsacks. A few days later, we sent their school 2 cartloads of supplies, including new padded clothes and quilts, shoes, notebooks and pencils. We fought frequent battles and had kept some of the captured goods in reserve. Food and clothes were scarce, but we sent a large share of the reserves to the children's core school. All the best things for the children. This has become an immutable principle of our life nowadays. Even in those difficult days, when we are fighting in a foreign land, we would give the children everything we could according to this principle. In order to obtain food, clothes and other things when needed for them, we would not hesitate to take the army into battle. We promoted the slogan, "Let us always be ready for the independence of Korea and the liberation of the world's proletariat," among the children's corps, and educated them in the spirit of patriotism and proletarian internationalism. Second installment of Section 7, An Immortal Flower, of Chapter 8, Under the Banner of Anti-Japanese Struggle, from the great leader President Kim Il-sung's Reminiscences with a Century. This is Voice of Korea.
We now present a reported account of his visit to Wenhua Primary School in Pyongyang. Children's Union members on the anniversary of the union. Dear listeners, June the 6th this year is the 63rd anniversary of the founding of the Children's Union, a revolutionary organization of the Korean children. On the occasion of the anniversary, we called at the Wenhua Primary School in the center of the capital city, Pyongyang. In the playground, a ceremony for accession to the Children's Union was underway on the occasion of the founding anniversary. Little children of the Union were entering the playground through the confetti thrown by their seniors. Teachers and parents and officials and war veterans in the district tied red scarves around their necks. The children were filled with the resolve to study hard and take an active part in the organizational life of the Children's Union and grow up as pillars to shoulder the future of Korea. We met a boy who had just joined the Children's Union.
3학년 2반 박효준입니다. 나도 이젠 구출원 받아둔 소년단원이 됐습니다. 나는 앞으로 공부도 잘하고 소년단들 생활도 잘해서
I am Park Hyun-woo in class B of the third grade. I've just joined the Children's Union I've longed for so much. I'll study hard and take an active part in the organizational life of the union so that I can be an excellent schoolboy.
After the accession ceremony, school children gave a congratulatory performance with solo, dance, and different other items. Principal Lee Kwang-yong said to us,
우리 학교의 모든 소년단원들은 공부를 잘해서 5점 최종승으로 자랑을 떨치겠습니다. 이와 함께 음악 소조와 무용
All children's union members of our school study hard and are proud top honor children. Besides, they are widely known to the country for their excellent circle activities including music and dance circles.
Listening to him, we look around the school. On each floor of the school with three-storied and five-storied buildings, there are visual aids board and news board telling the prize of the Children's Union members. The news boards were introducing children who had been good at studying and distinguished themselves at the National Primary School Children's Study Contest and the children who were highly estimated for their juvenile dance at the 48th National School Children's Art Festival. After looking around several classrooms, music room and dance room, we dropped in at the computer education room. Placed in the room were a number of computers and different equipment for study. We were told that all the equipment had been sent by the state. We came out of the school buildings into the playground to find children playing sports and amusement games. Taekwondo, football and table tennis matches were worth seeing, and tug-of-war and other folk games were also interesting. Principal Lee Kwang-yong introduced teacher Kim Sun-yong to us, saying the class under a charge are outstanding in study not only at the school but also in the district. Kim Sun-yong has this to say.
우리 학교 소년단위원회에서는 학생들이 학과 실력을 높이게 한 사업에 기본 벌을 받고 모든 사업을 진행하고 있습니다.
The Children's Union Committee of our school organizes all activities, putting main stress on the work for raising the study ability of the children. The Children's Union members of my class are all excellent at school because they study hard, always with book in hand.
Seeing a better tomorrow in the happy school children, we were leaving the gate of the school when the principal said,
우리들은 학생들에 대한 교육 사업을 더 잘해서
We'll improve education of the children and bring them up into competent personnel with ample knowledge, high morality, and strong body necessary for the building of a prosperous country.
You've been listening. listening to the reporter's account, children's union members on the anniversary of the union. This is Voice of Korea.
This time we explain the term of single-minded unity. Single-minded unity means a unity around one center and based on one ideology. The center of single-minded unity is the leader, and the ideological basis of the unity is the guiding idea of the revolution. The unity around the great leader and based on the great guiding idea can be unbreakable unity to fully ensure the unity and oneness of ideology and action. The single-minded unity is also moral unity based on revolutionary comradeship and obligation. The ideological and purposeful unity around one center and based on one ideology can be the solidest and most powerful unity when it is combined with moral unity based on revolutionary comradeship and obligation. Today, the single-minded unity in socialist Korea has been further strengthened onto a new height as the single-minded unity in which the whole party, the entire army and all people are firmly united around the headquarters of revolution on the basis of one idea and faith, comradely love, and revolutionary obligation. We have so far explained the term of single-minded unity. This is Voice of Korea.
Radio magazine Review of Korea.
Radio magazine Review of Korea.
Today's radio magazine Review of Korea deals with first, the Korean Children's Union, second, Kaesong School Children's Palace, and lastly, Yangdok Hot Spring. First, we tell you about the Korean Children's Union. The Korean Children's Union is a revolutionary mass organization of the Korean children, organized by the great leader President Kim Il-sung and led by respected Kim Jong-il. It was founded on June 6, 1946. It carries on the traditions of the children's corps during the anti-Japanese armed struggle organized and led by President Kim Il-sung. The organizations of the Children's Union organize various activities, including science storytelling gatherings and exhibitions of creations of the children, along with the work to encourage the union members to study hard and become top-honor pupils. And the organizations actively induce the union members to acquire noble moral character and take part in sports and art activities, so that all of them can grow as knowledgeable, virtuous, and healthy talents. Symbols of the Korean Children's Union are the flag of the Children's Union, red tie and the salute of the member of Children's Union, and badge of the union. Today, the members of the Korean Children's Union are firmly preparing themselves as reliable reserves for building a thriving country under the slogan, "Always ready for the socialist motherland."
Next, we tell you about the Kaesong School Children's Palace. The Kaesong School Children's Palace in Kaesong City in the central part of Korea is a center of extracurricular activities of school children in the city. In 1956, a few years after the Fatherland Liberation War against the invasion of the U.S. imperialists, the great leader President Kim Il-sung proposed building the palace for the children despite the very difficult situation of the country and chose its site. The palace was inaugurated on June 6, 1961, on the occasion of the founding anniversary of the Korean Children's Union. The palace has tens of various study rooms and circle rooms, more than 100 laboratories, wonderful gymnasium and library. A bronze statue of the great leader President Kim Il-sung among children is standing in the front yard of the palace.
Lastly, we tell you about Yangdok Hot Spring. Yangdok Hot Spring is in Yangdok Township, Yangdok County, South Pyongan Province. The hot spring gushes out of two places. One of them is Seotangji, about 500 meters northeast of the Yangdok Railway Station, and the other one, Daetangji, about 2 kilometers southwest of the station.
Tetangji hot spring is larger. The ingredients of the two hot springs are similar. The main iron ingredients of the hot spring are hydrocarbonic acid iron and natrium iron. Its temperature is between 39 and 40 degrees centigrade. The low alkalic hot spring is efficacious for the treatment of different diseases such as chronic eczema and neuralgia. That's why the Yangdok hot spring was one of the famous hot springs of Korea from olden times. There is a modern sanatorium at the Yangdok hot spring. You've been listening to our regular program, Radio Magazine Review of Korea. This is Voice of Korea. Songs of Korea, a land of morning calm.
Songs of Korea, a land of morning calm.
Now is the time for our regular program, Songs of Korea, a Land of Morning Calm. Today we bring you some songs of the Korean school children who are growing happily in the bosom of their respected father Kim Jong-il on the occasion of the 63rd founding anniversary of the Korean Children's Union. First, Mael Solo and Bang Chang, I'm a Flower of the Father General.
Song, The Affection of the General.